All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Nice to have you with us. Joining us is a colleague of mine, of course, a lawyer, a wonderful lawyer in town, Julie Tron. And Julie, Ed Rev is coming up again. This is the third year I'm involved with it at the AT&T Park. It's coming up May 3rd. Very, very important event for so many people, so many parents. Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll get some young people on here to tell us even more. A very special event.
EdRev is a brainchild of the Parents Education Network, which is an organization that I'm a founding board member of. And we started 11 years ago. This is the sixth year for EdRev. And, you know, we hold it at AT&T Ballpark, I think, because the ideas are so big, you need that big a venue. And we make it free for teachers and for students. It is a day of celebration, particularly for students who learn differently. It is a one-stop shop for any family, any educator of kids that are learning differently and maybe struggling in school. It's a time to really rethink and reimagine how we educate in this country, to make sure that we are valuing and capturing the strengths of kids that learn differently. Not every kid fits into the same little square peg. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful day. We have 100 exhibitors, 20-30 workshops, a great keynote speaker, Jonathan Mooney, who has been with us before. We're very excited he's coming back. And in the afternoon, the kids can run the bases, they can play in a jump-up house, they can rock climb, there are three bands coming. It's just a fabulous day for educators, parents, and students to come and be at the ballpark and celebrate how they learn and feel a sense of community. Mm-hmm. So we are a local grassroots organization, which has now become... We are fulfilling such a big need that we are growing rapidly. We're in Silicon Valley. We've got an affiliate chapter in Sacramento. And I think one of the best things we did was we organized a group called SAFE, Student Advisors for Education, which is the student group well represented here today. And they have much to do with the planning of this day.
Boy, what a beautiful story. And as we say, kids learn differently. And EdRev is the event. And again, this is my third year of promoting it on the air. It's really tremendous. And, you know, when you go through life, every child is different. And we didn't have this education before of how to approach it. So very important. And we'll talk more about this as we go on this morning. This is one of those things, as a parent, you want to know it exists. Natalie Tamburello is joining us. Natalie, you're one of the youth directors. Now, tell me about your job with EdRev and with the organization.
I'm the program director for Student Advisors for Education, which is a student-run group of 13 to 19-year-olds, and we are basically the student organization of Parents Education Network, and we help run EdRev every year. So the kids are actually a part of the keynote and are going to actually start off the whole program this year and have 10 minutes to talk, and they also helped with fundraisers for EdRev and student projects and are around the ballpark all day demonstrating how to advocate for yourself as a student with a learning difference.
So you've gone through this program. Well, what did it mean to you when you saw it and how it's developed over the years and how it's changed?
Well, I started in SAFE when I was 16, and now I'm 24, and I've come back to be the program director, so obviously it's had a huge impact on me. When I was 16, I didn't really have a lot of the resources that a lot of kids have now today, and I think that's largely in part due to the work that Parents Education Network has done in this area. And I wanted to be able to come back and, you know, serve my time as a student with a learning disability for the kids of the future, and I think it's a really important thing to do.
So how did it help you? What, in a practical sense, what happened with EdRev and you? And you ended up with a beautiful college career and a fine young woman.
It gave me the confidence to know that I wasn't alone as a student who learned differently, and that just because I had dyslexia or have dyslexia doesn't mean that I'm not able to succeed in life. And I went on to college and grad school and got my degrees, and I'm doing just fine now.
Well, you are. It's a wonderful story. A wonderful story. That is Natalie Tamburello. And as she said, people learn differently. And being out at EdRev at AT&T Park, if you're interested in it, you come out and you can learn so much about students, about your children, and about how to get over these kind of situations. Children learn differently. JT is with us. JT was with us last year, a great baseball fan. JT, EdRev coming up again. Tell me what it means to you and how you participate.
So I am one of the speakers that leads off and kicks it all off. And I think it is the only thing that I know of where parents, students, and teachers come together not to butt heads but to work together. And they also help each other out. There's a lot of technology there. There's a lot of new things and new ideas that all come together at this day at EdRev, and they're all sharing ideas and talking to each other and not working against each other but working with each other.
Boy, nice to have JT with us. Student at Mission High School, is that correct? If I'm not, if I remember from last year, good baseball fan. So in a practical sense, how does EdRev support you? And, you know, we're going to learn so much more at AT&T Park on May the 3rd for parents who come out there. But how does it help you in a practical sense? Do you have a community? Do you have people you talk to all the time? How does that work?
Well, it helps me because it shows me that I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. And I remember my first time going out to EdRev when I was not a safe student, but just a regular student with a learning difference. And I remember going out there and seeing speakers like Jonathan Mooney and kids like me, but they were doing perfectly fine, and seeing that I'm not the only one and I'm not alone and I have people around me with the same problem.
Very nice. All right. What about the Giants? How are they doing?
They're doing good. I have baseball of my own, so not following Giants too much, but yeah.
All right, that is JT. JT, you have anything else that you'd like to add to that? You know, EdRev is very special for you and another successful person who's gone through the program.
Come on down, check it out. It's a great thing to go to.
All right, very good. All right, let's bring in Sasha as we look at EdRev, May the 3rd at AT&T Park. What time does it start, by the way? 9 a.m. on May the 3rd, and it goes all day long.
And you can register at
edrevsf.org. EdRev, EdRevsf.org. Thank you, Julie, for that. See, I can talk and still do the microphone at the same time. That's my lawyer stuff. All right, Sasha, you're part of EdRev as well. Tell the fans here and people listening on this Sunday morning about yourself.
I'm Sasha. I'm a senior at the Drew School. I started getting involved in SAFE when I was a freshman in high school. My first time in EdRev, I actually was not a SAFE member. And I went just like JT. I wasn't quite sure. I thought I was alone. Saw the keynote speaker. It was actually Jonathan Mooney the first time that I went. And I absolutely loved it. And I realized that I was not alone. And I, because I have dyslexia, you know, everyone else around me pretty much did too. And I was proud of myself for being able to be open about it. So,
community is important to me, and we say it even in baseball and in everything I do. You want to have a community. There is a community now of people who support you. I imagine that must be comforting.
Yeah, it's really nice. My family has always supported me, but I haven't really had much beyond that. Definitely in school, my teachers have helped me a lot, but SAFE has definitely been to another level. I have adults, but I also have students who I'm able to talk to, and we're at the same experience at the same time, which is really nice to see. And EdRev is just an even bigger showing of that, and we have this community of people, parents, teachers, students, all together at once, and it's really a demonstration of support.
Boy, very nice, very nice. Sasha, thanks so much. It's great to have you with us today. It's edrevsf.org, and you can go online and take a look at it. It's May 3rd, begins at 9 a.m. We'll bring back Julie Tron, one of the board members. Julie, the kids sounded great about it. Anything you'd like to add? I know this is our third year you and I have talking about it.
Well, I think what you heard from the students is that they sometimes feel alone without this sense of community, and that is absolutely true for parents as well. Parents feel alone and don't know how to support their kids best, and this is a day to find out how to support your kid best. You can follow us on social media that day. I know I follow you, Marty. Mm-hmm. It's hashtag EdRev, and you please do register ahead of time if you possibly can. So again, it's free for students and educators, sliding scales, scholarships for parents. So just register and come on out. I promise you won't regret it. It'll be the best day you ever had.
All right. May 3rd at AT&T Park. Julie, thanks so much. Kids, thanks so much for being here. Natalie, you too. More coming up right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.